Our sensitivity to smell changes over the course of the day, with a peak around 9 p.m. and a low ebb between 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. What do you think of that, Don?
Well, Yael, I suppose I'd say it's a good thing we have auditory smoke alarms, because it doesn't seem like we would wake up from the smell of smoke in the night. How does the shift in sensitivity work, though?
It has to do with the circadian clock, a biological oscillating phase that affects almost all the body's organs and other living things to synchronize to solar time. This lets us anticipate daily environmental changes that come with the day-night cycle.
How do these shifts in our internal clock and sensitivity to smell relate?
Essentially, they may provide a link in determining if our sense of smell has an impact on eating habits and obesity. Researchers hope to determine if adolescents' sense of smell is stronger or weaker at certain times of day, perhaps changing the allure of food aromas during those times.
What might that mean for ongoing studies about obesity?
We still don't know all the details. Peaked sensitivity to smell might lead adolescents to eat more or to overeat. Though other research has found that the ability to detect smell is actually lower on average in adolescents with simple obesity, which results when calorie intake exceeds energy use. But we know with certainty that sensitivity to smell does change throughout the day.
It seems like more work will need to be done to understand if how we eat is based on when our noses work best.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.